buffs know. The Codex Gigas, also known as the Devil's Bible, is the biggest book in the world. Made at the start of the 13th century in a Bohemian monastery, it was one of the country's most prized works of art. In medieval times, its uniqueness was even put on par with the wonders of the world. But at the end of the 30 Years' War, it was taken by the Swedes and has been Swedish property since then. The National Library in Prague has now been allowed to borrow it for an exhibition that opens later this year. Dita Asiedu reports.
Historians believe that the gigantic book, which has to be carried by two people, was most probably made in 1229 in a small Benedictine monastery in the town of Podlažice. Although the first mention of the book dates to 1295, the writing is thought to be about 65 years older. Its format, font and script are uniform, and it appears to be the life work of one person, for whom it must have taken some 20 years to write. Zdeněk Uhlíř is from the National Library in Prague.
It's a parchment book and very big, very huge, the height of about 92 centimeters, and the width is of about 50 or 51 centimeters. That means it's the biggest book read. It's of about 75 kilograms. It's a very typical late Roman book illumination, and the typical colors are red, blue, green, and yellow. It's very difficult to read from the pages of this book because the script is very, very small, in some cases 7 millimeters.
Why, how, and by whom the Devil's Bible was made has remained a mystery until this day. But legend has it that the book was written by a monk who faced being walled up alive for breaching a monastic code and promised to create the biggest manuscript in the world in just one night in return for being spared from punishment. But when he realized that he would not be able to deliver on his promise, he asked the devil for help, and his prayer was answered. The devil, to which the monk sold his soul, is depicted in the Penitential, a chapter that takes the form of a handbook for priests, listing various sins and the corresponding forms of repentance.
The book contains Old Testament, New Testament, then some necrology of Podlažice monastery, some list of Podlažice fraternity, a script of about natural history, then the oldest Czech Latin chronicle is 11 content items.
It is estimated that skin from some 160 donkeys had to be used to provide sufficient writing material for the book. Written in Latin, it also includes mystical medical formulas to treat epilepsy and fever, but also solve unusual problems, like finding a thief, for example. One of the most valuable chapters is the Chronica Bohemorum, a copy of the Bohemian Chronicle drawn up from 1045 to 1125 that is considered one of the oldest and best transcripts. The very end of the codex includes a list of the days on which Easter falls in the coming years. The Devil's Bible will be exhibited at Prague's Clementinum Gallery from September the 20th to January the 6th. Besides the book, the exhibition will also have detailed descriptions of some of its chapters and a travelogue of the Bible's journey from the little monastery in East Bohemia to Sweden's National Library.